got wings. I've got documentaries on wings. I'll bet you I must have 150 of them on wings.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Susie brought to that tape Dorf goes fishing. If you
oh, did she?
I got it here.
He's got it here.
I got a bunch.
If I don't tell you, he'll totally forget it.
I also brought.
TV. Yeah, oh, it's screwy.
That's Tim.
That I know he's a Nam vet. But I brought some. Tim I brought Conway. A documentary on a Nam, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was the most disappointing thing I ever seen for our servicemen, what they were pulled, you know. It was about this helicopter pilot, and he said, no, I ain't going to pick them guys up. He said, and then Cronkite says, how come? Well, I says, them dirty bags like that. He says, they'd shoot me right out of the air. You mean our boys will shoot you? Boy, yeah. He says, they're just so damn stone back there, they don't know whether they're coming or going, he said. Well, he couldn't believe it, so he went back to look. And they had a Sweet 16. That's a shotgun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they loaded that breech full of marijuana, see? And the sergeant lit it, you know, from the barrel, you know,
yeah.
Got it lit. And he had about 12 guys there, and they were all sucking on that barrel. And they're the damn lieutenant standing there watching. So I wouldn't pick up their wounded. I wouldn't pick up their wounded. Hell no, he said they'd shoot me right out of the air.
I don't watch TV. I'd rather be
now you know that, to, and I got the documentary. It's right there by Walter Cronkite. I couldn't believe it. I love what, you know?
If that
if we did that in World War II, they would
shoot you right in the spot.
Absolutely.
Man. Well, it's like I was watching something on TV one night. It was about the soldiers.
Not all of them. Now, don't get me wrong. They weren't all like
that. Well, no, of course they never are.
Fighting in South America. Our government said there was no war there. But our guys were there fighting. Yeah. And they said they were there. And they
all looked no, at I got the documentary on it.
Have you?
It showed them carrying guns.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Our boys carrying the guns right in South America. They're carrying the guns and using them.
The canal, though.
Yeah. And using them and everything, and they can't get nothing for
they
it.
They can't get nothing
not
for it.
Not a damn thing for it.
It wasn't a war.
No. Well, they ought to put them politicians out there and throw a few of them at them and see whether it'd be a war or not, you know. Oh, well.
Are you doing the dishes,
Sylvan? It's just too bad, really.
You want me to help you?
But I tell you, my experiences, I wouldn't take
there's
million.
There's not really that much room around those sinks to do anything.
I wouldn't take $1 million for what I seen, and then I wouldn't take another million to go back through it again, either. Because, boy, I'll tell you, some of it.
My maid hadn't done my dishes when I went
pretty home. Rough.
I don't understand that, girl. I'm a fire.
Think now about some of the things we went and did, because we were young in our 20s.
Yeah, we were young then.
We didn't know any better.
I wonder how in the hell we ever got out of it.
Some of the things I went to
we've
just
been staying.
Absolutely. I was rather
we go home
backward.
To cut our grass.
Not
we went home last Tuesday.
Shy.
That's what I thought.
And we had to
I never
grass
asked questions.
He had one
I got more damn trouble. I said, go over there and go over there and somebody grabbed me and let me do something I wasn't supposed to do because I was standing there.
Yeah, because
I didn't know any better. I learned to hurry.
Learn quick.
I made two
Yes, I still think if they take kids from 6 years old to 18,
put
them in the front lines and turn them loose and just say, get rid of those guys. They'd do it all.
They would do it all.
Those are the most the most innovative Rangers.
They just
go.
Yeah, find somebody that's going to.
Did you see his movie, Gopher Brook?
So I called my
Man Johnson, when he had
I probably have it. Yeah.
He has a battalion of Nisi.
Come on down,
the Japanese Americans. And they went over to Europe, and they just broke all the rules in the sense that they did things they didn't think they could do. And I don't know how many medals they racked up in that Battle of the Bulge. Really went to town on them, and he's sitting back trying to figure out what to tell them next. He didn't know what they just did.
That's true. They come from Water Belit.
My cousin, he's a big Indian, you know.
And,
he was in that Battle of the Bulge there.
They're only about that big.
He was on a half track,
and
see.
Said,
and they had a 37 behind it, you know, any tank gun, you know. They got going and the damn thing, the half track went to hell. And I don't know if they got hit or what it was, but the doggone, they had no transportation for their gun, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And here comes a duck with a nigger in it. So, you know what a duck is.
Yeah, I know.
He's coming down, and they stopped him, you know. Says, we gotta take your duck and get this anti-tank gun on such and such a corner, you know.
Sorry, can't get him off the stone.
You know, the road right away. Oh man, no, he says, I just come from there. He says, I can't go back there at all. And Gus, he's a big Indian, and God, he's got shoulders like that, and he can't walk through that door straight.
You gotta
duck down.
He
just went, boom! The nigger was out.
They took care of that.
They hooked on and took off. He said, you want to see a nigger turn white when he woke up?
I only can't pick him because I got him.
Not only that, he probably had to pay for the duck.
Yeah. No, well, he didn't pay for, no, he probably didn't pay for no duck.
I know, but they probably told me he was going to have
it. It was his duck. He could have the damn, but they wanted that gun up there, you know.
I can go to the store and get 10 quarts.
But Gus, you know, and Gus, he's got a good sense of humor, you know. He's really a happy-go-lucky guy, you know.
The local strawberries,
he said, I just went, boom, and the guy was out.
At least $4 or $5
He says, we got that old duck and we hooked that 37 millimeter, throwed all the ammo in her and tucked right off, you know, and disabled the gun on her. They carry a 50 on them.
We went home the other day and picked up some black cherries. I always, when the kids were home, I'd always go get a lug of black cherries.
That's as long as a tank. Isn't as big, but that's a big hunk of big vehicle.
A half track?
A duck.
Oh, the duck is a big. Oh yeah, it's a damn right. They carried a lot of cargo from the ships, you know. They load them babies up and they run them up on the beach, you know. You dead gone right. And this nigger, I think he took a wrong turn or some damn thing. He ended up
he was probably
headed
for election.
Yeah, he was going to the front line, and he realized he'd turn around and come on back.
More money than on this side.
New man, he says, I just come from that front. He says, I'm going back. Boing. He ended up on the front line anyway. Yeah, and you know that damn guy, that Gus?
Yeah, they are.
Cousin of mine. Half Indian, you know.
I don't know of anybody that grows black ones around.
And he was selling,
I
don't know what he was selling.
She had the
salesman.
Red and she had the black.
And he went in the house, he asked the lady for a drink of water, and he smiled and he dropped it.
Oh, yeah?
Last year.
Big guy, Jesus, big guy. Nicest guy you ever want to talk to, you know. Dance, he had feet on him just like just like feathers, you know. He could dance anywhere and do anything.
Some of the peaches, and the next time she said, when you come back again, she said,
well, that's the way to go.
I got your book. I got your book in my attaché case, but I didn't think I want to bring everything in one clip, you know. But I got in my attaché case, and I got this. I want you to have these pictures of the flags, you know.
Well, that book is yours, not mine.
I know it's my. I know, but it's your book. But I mean, it's my book, you know. But I got them, and I got.
Work out. We're going to have one for you too.
And okay. And we're gonna.
I ain't gonna be here to listen. I've heard all these stories.
You ain't heard anything.
I've heard lots
of stories. We get pretty smart for something you never heard before.
You might have heard a story, but you never heard nothing from me.
That's okay.
Well.
I gotta work at the Gladman Fair Tuesday morning.
So anyway.
I get hooked on more things.
Well, what?
But I got these poems, see, and I put them in there, and I want you to look them over. And maybe you can add them into the back end of your book somehow.
Oh, yeah.
They were wrote by a submariner. Guy, a submariner, you know. And he was on the S star.
It's on our answering machine. We didn't know.
On the S star. S star, A S T A R E or something like that. S star. And he wrote, he's a nice guy. Red is his name. He was our quartermaster. He's headed for, by God, what is today? Let's see.
23rd.
I think today, I think he's headed for Alaska today. He's going on a trip. And he's got a bad deal in here. He's got the main artery or something. You know, that big one, that bad one. So. But he said he's going to Alaska anyway.
Don't make it any older.
But
I got a 92 of them.
I got that in my, I had a shade case there, and I want you to take a look at that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I've been pretty busy in the last 6-8 months.
Oh, yeah?
It's our centennial. We're at church centennial.
Yeah.
And I just, I mean, it's been every day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got behind on everything. My war stories, my cookbook. My autobiography. Everything that's going, I just
don't
haven't
feel
done
bad. We got
I'm
four.
I'm so far behind on tapes. I must have 30 tapes sitting waiting to be identified. And the same way with the audios. I got well over 200.
Yeah.
I was going to condense. So these are the copies of all the practices we had in the choir. And a lot of it is bad, but we did, sometimes we did some good ones. Those you want to pick out and then wash out the rest of them and reuse them.
I got, I brought the tape on that Waco deal. The whole story on Waco, you know, the tape on that. Have you got that?
Can you order program cars?
He ain't got a second. I was going to say if we had another tape blank, you could tape that. And then I got a tape on this Esch. These Jews that the concentration camps, you know. And I don't like to say this, but you know.
What?
I
put it in there because sometimes if it gets too close to the bottom,
I don't
want to
be contrary to the United States government.
That's why I put it in half.
But you see this deal it says it never happened, and they prove it.
No, you're talking about the Holocaust. Yeah.
Yeah, the Holocaust. This is never happened. I got the tape on that. See?
Maybe it'll come back to life.
Maybe we could watch it together. I didn't see the whole cotton picking bit.
It's the same idiots that said, I heard one guy say that World War II wasn't necessary.
Well, I don't believe in that.
You know, here he comes along.
I know that.
You know, 100 years later, and say it wasn't. I should have felt like saying you should have had your butt here when it happened.
Boy, now you got to sit and clean.
Look at all the berries.
Yeah.
What kind of berries?
Oh, yeah, huckleberries.
Huckleberries and blueberries.
Where'd you get blueberries at?
Out in the back
somewhere. He said they were ripe.
Down by where Grant fishes. That trail right there.
Oh, yeah?
You haven't seen any bears?
I told him to go down there.
Bears like berries?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's your main phase. That's your main diet down here.
You know that moth?
Right down in that, eh?
Now you got to lay those on my table and you just take the...
Oh, now don't
You're
get
not
my.
You're not gonna make my do it. Scotch.
You did it. You clean them.
Yeah.
I didn't
do it.
My dad got me and my mom got most of this.
Did you? Well, you haven't.
Well, you see, some of this stuff, some of these guys are idiots, you know, but some, by God, you kind of, I'm not saying on this World War II that he probably is. He's probably damn do-gooders.
Yeah. He said, sit down and read a bunch of reports that other idiots wrote up, and he really wasn't missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad off this week?
But I got all kinds of materials out of that.
Yeah, I got quite a bit of this adverse stuff. They were running some series on... like Pearl Harbor, you know.
Yeah.
Well, sure, anybody can kick the guy when he's down. You know, the two generals and two admirals got booted and all that stuff. And all. And Billy Mitchell bad-mouthed him.
Yeah.
But by God, you look back, and
it's
what
in
they
that,
did.
It's in that outfit there.
And you look, what they did was right. Yeah, I'm right.
You're
fine. We're not going to change my mind. What I learned, I learned.
With that Billy Mitchell, Mitchell had the right idea with those airplanes as far as that goes, and I think that using them to bomb the Navy was a good idea. And he tried to prove it, but of course
he proved it.
Only thing is, what practice did he have? They give him what, 5 bombs, and you drop it out.
Yeah.
And that's the first ones he ever dropped. Well, you know.
Yeah,
you,
but he sunk one, and they didn't like that. They didn't want.
Yeah.
They didn't want anybody, especially out of the United States, to know that an airplane could sink a warship.
You ain't kidding, buddy, and they could.
And the trouble was that he was too far ahead of his time.
Yeah, you bet he was.
What
he was a good pilot, and he was a good
If he'd have done this on a foreign battleship, oh, they'd have pegged him on the back. I mean, General Doolittle. I mean, Mitchell. It's really.
But it started. And you know, by God, they actually broke that man too.
Sure. Cashed him out.
That was a shame.
Well, it was a movie. I got two hotels there.
That was a shame.
The Case Against Billy Mitchell. That was the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a shame.
You gotta get up there, Martins, and cut those.
I think, Gary Cooper. Gary Cooper.
Yeah.
Way down here.
But just like this one, 30 seconds over Tokyo, Spencer Tracy played Doolittle.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't give that much coverage because Doolittle was a hell of a lot better than what they talked about. I mean, he was behind the whole thing. It wasn't like he was just the guy that was there. But they showed him as being just a commander and everybody else was doing the work.
No, he
was
the one.
Is that a popple by the house that's a tree? Was it?
What are you looking for?
That big tree the boys cut down from the top.
Oh, that was a big cottonwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat there one day and the wind was blowing. I had my heart attack. When I had that heart attack and I was resting, and the wind was blowing and I kind of looked sideways at it like that. And instead of it rocking in the trunk, you know, here was rocking in the ground. And I looked at my house and I looked at the tree. And that bugger was over 100 feet tall. And I said, holy baldy. Yes. Yeah, that baby's coming down. Yeah. Now, that thing was around like that there.
They had to climb it and they...
Cut a branch at a time out of there.
What for? Why did you just drop it? Wouldn't any room to drop it?
Would have dropped on our house.
Would have dropped out moving the house.
You could have guided it off.
Well, the other way would have hit the electric wire.
If we'd have dropped her full, we'd have hit the lines that way.
Oh.
That's clean from the garage to the lines. You know how far that is. They would have hit the lines. And if we ever hit on the house, hell, they would have went right down to the basement. Oh, man. You betcha.
Extremely tall.
The boys, they cut her down, boy, but they dropped her out in the...
We only got one little one over there that's dead on our lot.
A bunch of dead ones around here, huh?
That's when they filled us in.
They filled too much dirt.
Them up a couple of feet.
Yeah. It smothered them out.
I think eventually all these...
Looks like those are all dead ones.
Yeah, them are all smothered out.
You throw dirt at the bottom of a tree and it smothers it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you bring it up.
I think your deer feeder's upside down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It ain't going to feed many deer.
Not really. I'm going to put it out here in the woods there.
Where's the deer feeder?
You're looking at it.
That pipe.
That toilet pipe over there.
How is that a feeder?
They fill it full of corn, and then it comes up through that there one pipe.
It comes down to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even give them a chance. These things are so...
You know what, I ought to bring your pot here, Ma. I should have greased that pot up good and oiled it and throw it right in that fire.
Yeah, it's time.
That was a humdinger, boy. You did a good job.
What are you doing,
son? I bought a cast iron pot at the market. He says it would temper it. If you
use it without burning it,
it'll taste like iron when you cook in it.
So you grease it all completely, outside, inside,
cover everything,
and pour a little lard or something in the side yet, and put it right in the fire and burn the hell right out of it. Burn it for 2 days. And you cure it. Then you cured it. See? And then you can cook anything you want in that thing. And you'll never taste iron.
I got some skillets.
It ain't
going
to take very long.
Yeah, well, you got to cook them. You got to burn the hell out of them. Put a lot of grease on it, see? A lot of grease. Inside and out.
They say you can put them in the oven, but it doesn't work.
Throw them right in the fire. Just throw them right in the fire and just forget them. Build a fire and the hotter the better.
Those little ones still taste.
Taste as bad. But the kettles. I had one and I made stew in it.
Well,
I didn't know you were supposed to temper
it. If you got a couple of nice skillets like that, you know.
I bought a set of them.
Well,
and,
bring them down and we'll oil the darn thing, throw them right in that fire and cook them for 2 days and you'll have the best skillets in the world.
I'll run down some weekend.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking
right.
about, Loretta?
In your spare time.
In your spare time. I was listening for that.
Loretta. Damn, you're going deaf.
Easier to build a fire.
Well, you can't talk over her.
What do you want?
You know the ones I'm talking about?
Cast iron ones?
Yeah, the little ones.
Yeah.
They still taste of iron.
Some of them taste.
Remember, that's the way you do it.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Once you're done, isn't it?
I always said, we come down through here, and I says, Michigan is one heck of a beautiful state.
We come from
can't
Ohio
beat it.
Yesterday.
But I says, the only other state that I'd want to live in is in Oregon.
That's
pretty. Oh, that is a beautiful state.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But they claim that Oregon is on the fall, too. You know that, what do they call it, fall?
The fault?
Fault.
St. Andreas fault?
Yeah.
It is. It starts up there. It
starts
all
up in there someplace.
I'm on the fault all the time, then, too.
It's always your fault.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I thought he was talking about. That comes when you say I do.
Well, I took my training in Camp Adair.
Where?
Camp Adair, Oregon. And
well, you were out in Idaho, weren't you?
I was in Farragut, Idaho.
Is that right?
Yeah. The Navy. Farragut, Idaho.
Yeah, well, this was Army.
Figured.
And we would march up and down them hills out there. And I don't care where you wanted, you could pick an apple, any doggone kind of apple. If you had you always had your pockets full of apples. And if you come up to a nice, delicious tree, you emptied all your apples and you'd pick delicious apples. You know what I mean? Or you want Max, you got Max.
I've been a scientist for years, all that Max.
Well, I want to tell you something. Johnny Appleseed. That old apple Johnny's dad, Johnny Appleseed, or whatever you're calling him, he really planted a lot of apples.
He got around, man.
Yes, sir.
He got around more than Casanova.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we'd get out in an open field somewhere and there would be a tree, it'd be an apple tree, you know. Boy, and I mean nice apples. I don't mean wormy ones either, boy, real nice apples, you know.
Gilroy was there before.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, there.
That's why I always said
you wonder where they, now our woods got a lot of apple trees.
They get a lot of rain, you know, they get more than most states.
Well, you know, in the Willamette Valley there, they don't have no thunder or lightning. Because for some reason, the clouds don't get over there.
It's just mist all the
time. And mist.
When I was up there, it was just, you know, it just seemed like it was always mist.
Yeah.
It wasn't a shower. It was just wet. A lot like.
But I liked it. I liked it in there. That
I did
nice,
too.
Is that what you're saying?
Nice deal there.
Huh?
Maybe tomorrow we'll take a ride over.
I'm gonna come back.
And we'll go see Dex.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
You can shoot the bull with him a little bit, you know.
Did you hear what he told me?
No, I heard some of it. I know you said about them little guys, you know, little things. I backed away and I said, oh, brother.
He says, you know, I never did see a guy in the Navy. I said, well, you were a Navy pilot? He said, yeah, but I never did see a guy in the Navy.
Yeah.
He figured that one out yet.
Well,
he must have a sense of humor. He must have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he meant since he got out of the war.
No, Dex is a good guy
he's
to talk to.
He's dry humored. He doesn't.
Yeah, he's dry humored.
You think of ships. He was on airplanes all the time. He really was there.
Yeah, well, so was I.
He's asking if it was the Hooligan Navy.
He's
in the Hooligan
Navy.
Yeah,
but he's dry. He is. He's dry humored, and he's I like him. I like Dex. You know.
What's her last name?
He's a little guy, huh?
What's her last name?
Oh,
I don't know. They named their motorhomes Gracie, too. That's all I can tell you.
Oh.